A blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truths of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Carl Natrum, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Parrot Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, greeting you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a privilege to be able to share with you a message from the Word of the Lord today. We are taking a break today from our studies in Ephesians with Pastor Garnes. We'll continue that next week, Lord willing. Today, I'd like to share with you some thoughts about salvation. Very often, when talking to people about whether they are saved or not, and they ask the question, what it is do you mean by being saved? And one has to give an explanation, a biblical explanation, for what it means by being saved. And then afterwards they say, you know, you don't have to go to church to serve the Lord. And that's true in a sense. You don't have to go to church to get saved. But if you will serve the Lord, then you will go to church. We will see some things this morning as it relates to salvation and things that follow salvation. In the book of Acts, Peter was preaching to the people. And in verse 37, it tells us, after he told them that it was the Lord Jesus Christ whom they have crucified, who is both Lord and Christ. Now, when they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart, that is, they were convicted, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, oftentimes people read this verse and take it to mean that in order to be saved, you must be baptized. However, there's an order given. Repentance comes first, or believing comes first. For example, it tells us in verse 41, when they gladly received his word, they were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. But it is when they received his word, and then they were baptized. Like it tells us in the book of Mark, and the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was given his great commission to the disciples, he gave them these verses and said, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth, the emphasis there is on believing. Now, after you believe, then you should be baptized. So it tells us in the book of Acts and chapter 16 and verse 31, the story of the Philippian jailer. After there was the earthquake, when Paul and Silas was put into prison, and then the earthquake came, this man came to them and said in verse 30, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Then afterwards he took them home, and it tells us that they were baptized, he and all of his. But believing comes first. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as one's Savior. So that this believing comes before a physical action, the spiritual action comes. Then the physical action shows what you have done spiritually. Now, there are some people who are not able to do the physical because of their physical condition. Maybe they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ while they were in the hospital, on a sick bed, cannot move. Dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you cannot be baptized, then God will not hold that against you. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanseth you from all sin. However, if you say you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, then you need to follow him in believer's baptism. That is what he wants you to do. And if you can't get baptized because, like the thief on the cross, When he believed on the Lord Jesus, Jesus said unto him, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And so it is believing that is the important thing. That is how you get saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It tells us in the book of Romans and chapter 10 that if you believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so it is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now if you do that, you call upon him, God says he will save you. That is what it means by being born again. Because when he saves you, you're born again by his Spirit, born from above. The Holy Spirit comes and he dwells in your life. That is called regeneration. We would call it being saved. So you can do that wherever you are, even right now, under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and you recognized that you're a sinner, and that without Jesus Christ, then you are in trouble. Then you are headed for a place called hell. And that Jesus Christ is the answer for your life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. It is not any church. It is not any creed. It is not any other action. It is not any person praying for you either. It is you praying for yourself. And the prayer is a very simple prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Once you recognize that you are a sinner, and Jesus Christ is your answer, if you believe then that he died for your sins, and he's risen again, you call upon the living risen Lord, and he will answer your prayer. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you can do that right now, whoever you are, whatever your condition is, you can do that, and God immediately will forgive you of your sins. He will cleanse you, dear friend. He will give you eternal life. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have, present tense, eternal life. And so the moment you call upon him, you will have that eternal life. Bible tells us in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so you can have that free gift of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 6, 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A gift is, dear friend, something that you cannot do any action for. You cannot work for. It is that which you must receive. And so you receive it by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, by receiving him in your heart. And once you receive the gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, you get eternal life, because Jesus Christ is eternal life. And you get that immediately and for all eternity. Now, after you do that, then you need to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. Now, what is believer's baptism? It is not sprinkling of water upon a person when they're a baby or even when they are an adult. It is not pouring water on a person either. It is by going into water and being immersed in water. We see that right through the scriptures with the Lord Jesus Christ or the Philippian jailer. John the Baptist, when he was baptizing, he tells us that he was baptizing in Aeon near Salem because there was much water there. In addition, baptism, dear friend, is a symbol or symbolic of the gospel, which is the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is that you must go under that water, and that you're being buried like, and then you're taken out of that water, you're raised, and then you walk in the newness of life. Sprinkling cannot symbolize that. And so if you have never followed the Lord in believer's baptism by immersion, you need to do that. You obey God. And so let God's will be done in your life. Then after you get saved, it tells us these people what they did in the book of Acts chapter 2. It tells us they that gladly received his word. Number one, they were baptized. That's the first thing you must do after you get baptized. And then it tells us in verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. So what it is, you must continue to be with God's children and in doctrine. The word doctrine there means teaching. And so you must be able to go to a place where the Bible is taught, where God's word is taught. And dear friends, you must go to a church where you know the Bible is taught. Not some story given of somebody's life, but of the scriptures, of the life of somebody in the scriptures. Yes, that would do, but the scriptures, dear friend. And then it tells us, and in the breaking of bread, and in fellowship, that is, being in fellowship with other believers. So that's why you need to go and be in the house of the Lord, and the breaking of bread, that is communion. And so you must do that in God's house and in prayers as well. Now many people say, I don't have to go to church and to serve the Lord. I could sit down in my house and listen to the radio or the TV. Now that's good, but that's not obeying God's word. If you are saved, dear friend, you will get baptized. You will continue in doctrine. You will go to church to have fellowship with other believers. You will go to church for communion, the breaking of bread. And you'll go there to be in prayers with your family, the church of the living God. And so today, I would like to encourage you, just wherever you are, if you have never been saved, that you would ask the Lord right now to come into your life, and he will save you. He will hearken unto you. He will no wise cast out any that come unto him. And if you are saved, then you need to do something and follow the Lord in believer's baptism. Be in the house of God. Oh, won't you do that today, even right now? Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I ask thee to take these words and implant it upon the hearts of our hearers, oh, that they might know the joy of salvation and the fruit of that salvation in their lives. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear listeners, if you need help concerning this matter of salvation, if you ask the Lord to save you, you prayed and asked him to save you this morning, we want you to contact us. Call us at 427-1054. That is 427-1054. Or write us and let us know of your need or your decision. If you want to know how to be saved, if you want to be know the Lord, and then follow him in believer's baptism, please come to church. We invite you to visit us at the Grace Bible Church in Parrot Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, or the Grace Bible Church in Birds River, Deacons Road, the church at Grace Bible Church in Well House. Now, these services, Grace Bible Church in Birds River and Grace Bible Church in Well House, services begin every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Then the church at Parrot Road, service there begins at 8:30 every Sunday morning. We have our Sunday school hour after each one of our church services. We have a class for every age. And then every Sunday night at 7:15, we have services in our churches. So we're looking forward to seeing you, especially if you need help or if you said you got saved. You need to be baptized. Come visit us. Then we invite you to the Berean Baptist Bible Church in Colleton, Six Men, St. Peter, where services begin every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And then at 6:30, we're looking forward to seeing you. We trust that you would do that which is right and serve the Lord. Remember, it is for by grace are ye saved, through faith. That is the grace of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's only the Lord Jesus Christ can save you. Nobody else, no church, nobody else. You have to pray. And I trust that you have done that today. If you have not done that, please do it as soon as possible. For it tells us today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Oh, that you would trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And let us rejoice with you concerning this wonderful decision that